Now, top local story this morning. The mandatory reporting of child abuse is a step closer to becoming law after a petition was presented to the House of Commons. It was presented by the MP for Chesham and Amersham, Cheryl Gillam, on behalf of over 200,000 people and one of her constituents, Tom Perry. He was behind the petition. Well, Tom was the first complainant in the Codicote school child abuse scandal and is the founder of the pressure group Mandate Now. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us live on the show. Really appreciate your time. So tell us more about what happened this week and the petition.
Well, the petition has been running for about, and good morning. The petition has been running for about 2.5 years, and it's taken some time, not least because most people thought mandatory or some sort of requirement to report, a law existed requiring people to report, and it doesn't. So we've had a very long sort of process of education, and gradually, as more and more people have begun to understand this, they have joined us and supported our campaign, which seeks the introduction of law requiring staff to report known abuse or a suspicion of abuse to the local authority. Mm. And that structure, that bit of that structure actually exists now. All of that structure exists with the exception of one key component, and that is no one is required to do it because, as Ben said right at the top of your program, there has been no law. There's no lead, if you like, in that pencil. It is discretionary reporting, and that's all we have. And look, you know, discretionary reporting is a bit like me. You know, I should lose weight and I should take more exercise. Yeah. But you know, it's a value judgment, and everybody's values are different. So law brings clarity.
Yeah, absolutely. And the petition, over 200,000 people have signed it. And it is, to use the words of Peter Saunders, who joined us earlier on this morning, mm-hmm. he described it as a no-brainer. For me, I would go along with that because people, regardless of who they are in your life, if you know somebody is abusing a child, you need to report that. So if this does move forward, this can only be a good thing because it does put people under pressure to do the right thing, doesn't it?
It calls on them to do the right thing with great clarity. And yeah. what's more, it does something else. It also protects the reporter. And that's the point, because at the moment there's every reason not to report, no reason to report. And it's very infrequently that people see abuse directly. What they see is, and I have to say Baroness Findlay spoke about this in the Section 43 amendment that was introduced to the House of Lords by Baroness Walmsley. As a doctor, Baroness Findlay noticed a series of concerns that, you know, she couldn't hang her hat on and sort of go to a local authority and report a concern because she felt she had to gather the evidence. And you know, actually, 6 months later, the children burnt the home down. It was a children's home, and she was a GP in the area. And she didn't. She said, "I felt as though I had to have the evidence." Well, that's not what we are. We're not all, you know, sort of amateur, double amateur Inspector Clouseaus.
No, not at all.
If you have a concern and you see a repeat of a behaviour, then the local authority is there to assist. And there is this designated officer, which sadly, in Bucks, we still have a local authority designated officer. Protection of Freedoms Act has recently, sort of changed. Oh, in fact, actually, no, I'm sorry. It's another piece of legislation that's recently changed things that have said we no longer need a specific officer. It's whoever passes and picks up the phone. Well, not with abuse in regulated activities, it is. And it is entirely different from abuse that is perpetrated within families. Same net result, but different dynamics to get there. And, you know, we are now where we are. We're on our way, hopefully, to getting some form of legislation. There's an inquiry with the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse, and they're starting to take evidence in the first half of next year. There's a consultation which we expect to be announced very early in the new year. So we're on our way, and
good.
Then in February last year, just before the election, or this year, just before the election, Labour introduced new Clause 17 to put their version of mandatory reporting forward. It really was rather porous, and Cheryl Gillan had quite a few words to say about it in the House. It was defeated, but there are 200 Labour MPs that over 200 Labour MPs that supported that amendment. It failed, and they've gone back to work on it, and I have since met with several Labour politicians about that matter.
Tom, I don't want to mention his name, but I think it's relevant in this case, but Savile. Now, this petition we're talking about today, it's the first step to make it, making it an offence if you do not report suspected child abuse.
Yep.
We should have had this years ago, because how many people's lives would have been saved because of what was going on there? How many people, again, just thought, oh no, I'm not going to report that? So many people's lives could be different right now if this had happened years ago.
Staggeringly different. Mm. And here's one to consider. There was a lady who appeared in the Savile documentary who was a junior employee at the BBC in Leeds. She went into a room. She was making sure that Savile had cigars, etc., so on and so forth. And it was during the filming of his speakeasy program, and she went into a room, 21 years old she was at the time, went into a room, and there was Savile abusing a girl. She knew the girl to be 14 years old. Now, we have a 21-year-old who then reported it upwards to the person she was reporting to on the day, and very sadly, it appears to have gone no further. Savile then, she went over to a cinema afterwards, and Savile came and sat next to her in the darkness of the cinema and said, "Everything all right then?" Now, that's utter menace. She's a junior, and she's thinking, well, what happens to me? You know, I mean, she did the right thing, and she tried to report it, but it just died. Because the man was a rainmaker, and that is very often the case. And he was a rainmaker also at Stoke Mandeville, and we had nurses saying, pretend to be asleep if he comes around.
One final question. Sorry to push you on, Tom. I've got about 30 seconds left, but the NSPCC don't have a clear stance on mandatory reporting. They told us they would wait till the outcome of a government consultation on the issue. Very, very briefly, what's your reaction to that?
Well, it's the country's only statutory child protection agency or child protection charity. Not to have a position is utterly astounding. You know, I'm sort of beyond words.
I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Hopefully we're moving in the right direction with this one.
I do hope so. And thank you very much, Justin.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. How interesting was that conversation? Tom Perry, the man behind the petition. Over 200,000 people have signed it already. BBC Three Counties Radio.